The French Open tennis tournament begins this morning with Jennifer Capriati and Gustavo Kuerten, the defending champions, but not necessarily the favorites to win this year. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob.
You believe this is the toughest tournament in the world to win. Why is that?
Well, because it's played on the slow red clay at Roland Garros in Paris, which means that the matches tend to last forever. You rarely see a match, for example, at Wimbledon on the men's side, even if it goes five sets, that goes beyond 3 hours. In Paris, you can have 4 5-hour matches on the men's side routinely, and even on the women's side where they play best of three, you often have matches that last 3 hours. That doesn't happen at any other tournament in the world, so it's all about patience and endurance to win this title.
Capriati's the top seed, the defending champion, but not your pick to win. How come?
Well, she's had a rough spring, Bob. She had this really embarrassing dispute with Billie Jean King that got her thrown off the American Federation Cup team a month ago because she wanted to practice on her own. And King said, when you're part of a team for a week, you practice with the team. Your entourage is not a part of the team. She was thrown off the team in that dispute. Very embarrassing for her and her public persona. She comes in having lost in her last tournament to Serena Williams, the little Williams sister. And both Venus and Serena Williams, I think, should be primed for this event because neither one of them has ever had any success in Paris. Venus Williams has won Wimbledon twice, the U.S. Open twice, and never been even in a French Open final.
One player might have challenged Capriati won't even be there.
You're right. Martina Hingis had ankle surgery last week. At the ripe old age of 21, her career may be in jeopardy because she's got numerous injuries. It's interesting. She had played 29 major championships in a row before this one, Bob, which means that she'd played every major since she was 14 years old. So now at 21, her body is so beaten up that they're speculating that she might not play again.
You're also picking against the defending men's champion.
Well, and the reason I'm picking against Gustavo Kuerten is that Andre Agassi, 2 weeks ago, put on an extraordinary performance in winning the Italian Open in Rome. He went through that event, which is on the same sort of clay that this one is on, without losing a set. And here he is at 32, appearing to be playing as well as he's ever played in his life. Now, he's only won the French Open once, but if he continues to play the way he did in Rome, he's going to be very difficult for anybody to beat in Paris.
Leighton Hewitt is the world number one. Is he any good on clay?
He's pretty good on clay. He's not like a lot of Americans who get very impatient on clay and prefer to be either on grass or on a hard court. Very few guys who grow up on a fast court are great on slow courts at a young age, and Hewitt's still only 21. I think he's a guy who eventually will be capable of winning the French Open, but he's probably not quite ready to do it now.
Andre Agassi still has his game, but his old rival Pete Sampras continues to struggle.
Yeah, you know, Pete tried with a new coach at the start of this year. That didn't work, and he struggles on clay under any circumstance. If Pete Sampras wins a match, it will be a victory for him. He lost in the first round in the Italian Open, and realistically for him, to be ready to play at Wimbledon is his best hope. Anything he does positive in Paris will be a plus.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Last Amateurs, Playing for Glory and Honor in Division I College Basketball.